Republican Eric Odland closes in on Democrat in Colorado's Blue 7th District. By Nick Gilbertson on August 2, 2022. Republican nominee for U.S. Congress Eric Odland is rapidly closing in on his Democrat opponent in Colorado's newly redrawn Deep Blue 7th Congressional District, according to a poll. The Meeting Streets Insights poll, commissioned by the Congressional Leadership Fund, shows Odland, a graduate of West Point and a U.S. Army veteran, garnered 42% of the response among likely voters, while 44% of respondents supported the Democrat nominee, State Senator Brittany Peterson. The candidates are vying to replace outgoing Representative Ed Perlmutter, DCO, who has held the seat since 2007. Biden won the district by 23.5 percentage points in 2020 when it was rooted solely in the North and West Denver suburbs, according to Politico. Although it has been modified significantly, Politico notes he would have won the new district by 14.5%. Even more concerning for the left, of likely voters who are familiar with both candidates, Odland holds a double-digit lead of 53% to Peterson's 38%. The poll also gauged how participants would vote between generic Republican and Democrat candidates, finding a dead heat of 44% for a GOP and 45% for a Democrat candidate. The likely voters also voiced their displeasure with President Joe Biden's performance, with 59% disapproving, including 46% who strongly disapprove versus just 36% who are satisfied with his job as president. Odland, who served in both Iraq and Afghanistan, earning two Bronze Stars, including one for valor, took home a double-digit primary victory on June 28, securing 47.9% of the vote and beating out Tim Ryckert, 35.9%, and Laura Limer, 16.2%. Odland stated after his big win, as CUSA reported. "Now, I am ready to face Brittany Peterson in the general election and prove that Coloradans do not want the radical ideology she is trying to force upon us. The wind is at our backs, and I am confident voters will choose me to be their champion in November, to represent them honorably in D.C." The poll sampled 400 likely voters through live calls from July 19 to July 21 and has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.9 percentage points.